Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Okay, darling, I'll speak to you soon. Yes, I know. Yeah, me too. Oh, I do miss you so much. All right. Yes, I promise. I'll phone you soon. Okay. Take care. Bye. Helen, you're home.
Yes. Who's that on the phone?
Oh, it's only work.
Was it?
Yes.
Right, I'm not. It's 6:15.
Is it really?
Yep. So how was your day?
Fine. Right, a nice cup of tea would be good. If you're making one. Helen, I was thinking about going on holiday.
Oh, where are you thinking of going?
Italy.
Oh, I see. And when? Because I can't take time off in summer. Well, not in August anyway. It wouldn't be fair on the others.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of going with you. No. I'll go by myself.
What?
Oh, yes, I knew you would be too busy anyway.
Well, why go to Italy? Why don't you go somewhere you haven't been to before?
Because I like it there. It's so pretty obvious that I want to go there, isn't it? But maybe you find that hard to understand.
Well, I suppose I could ask Connie to cover. How long were you thinking of going for?
2 weeks.
Well, I could come for 1 week.
No, don't bother. I'm going to link up with seeing workmates anyway. And I'll probably have meetings to go to, so it wouldn't be much fun for you. Maybe we could go away in November.
Oh, well, where to?
Bewley? Would that be okay, wouldn't it?
Bewley? Is that it?
Well, if you don't want to go, that's fine by me. But you can't say I didn't ask you.
Oh, hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine now, but I had a terrible day with Tina, and I blame you for that.
Ah, right. Well, I'm sorry, but it wasn't just me.
So what happened? She was in an awful mood.
Well, Henry and I had a meeting with her because she complained about Madge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't tell anyone, will you?
No, of course I won't.
All that to be very formal. I had to fill in a complaint form, writing down everything that was said.
Oh, gosh. Did you do it okay?
Yeah, but it was a bit difficult sometimes because they both talk so fast. But yeah, I did it, and then Henry told her what he thought of her.
I see. And what did he say?
Well, let's just say he was quite direct in what he said. And these aren't the exact words, but... Well, he told her she should care for other people more. Not tell them what to do and... Well... Take on a more responsible, he said a more professional attitude to her work, but none of that was written down.
Oh, and what did she say?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. She just walked out without saying goodbye, and her face was...
What was it like?
Well, it's hard to explain, really.
Well, did she look cross?
No, it was more than that. It was sort of angry. No, furious and evil. I don't think she'll ever speak to Henry again. Or me, for that matter.
Here you are.
Oh, it's about time. Did you put sugar in?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Vince, about our holiday this year.
Look, Helen, if you don't want to go, it doesn't matter. We don't have to go anyway.
Well, I do want to.
Oh, so you changed your mind now?
No, not really. It's just I don't particularly want to go to Bewley, that's all. Couldn't we go abroad?
I can't afford 2 holidays abroad.
Well, let's go halves then.
Oh, I see. What's brought this on?
Well, I think we should go away. It'd do us good.
I'll have to see if I can get some more time off then.
Well, that wasn't a problem when you mentioned Bewley.
Well, this is different.
What? Why?
Well, I could take my laptop with me and I could have done some work there.
Well, I'm sure you could take one with you on a plane or on a cruise for that matter.
A cruise? Helen, I'm not made of money.
Vince, you can get some really good deals now.
No, I'm not going on a boat with all those pompous people.
Well, they're not all like that. Kathy's been on one.
Well, I'll definitely not go then. You can imagine bumping into her all the time. I'd end up pushing her overboard.
Oh, well, that'd be fun. And then I could write a book about it.
Oh, don't be silly, Helen. What about Brighton? You like it there?
Why can't we go abroad? It'd probably cost the same as staying here if you think about it.
Right, I'm going to watch some TV now, as there's something on that I wanted to see. What's for dinner?
Sausages.
Oh, that would be nice. If you can manage not to burn them.
Oh, hello, Uncle Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Did you enjoy your holiday?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, we both did.
Oh, good. Well, I suppose you're wondering why I phoned you.
Yes.
Well, it's your dad. He's going to pay you a visit. He's got some work to do in London, and then he told me that he aims to pop down and see you. Has he told you this already?
No, he hasn't. When's he coming?
He flies out tomorrow. Well, I thought I'd better warn you, in case he hadn't mentioned it to you.
Oh, right. Well, thanks, Uncle Nick.
So, I take it Yaz is still living with you?
Yes.
What will you tell your father?
How do you mean?
I mean, about Yaz. Will you tell him about her?
Yes, of course I will.
Oh, Matthew, you know what he'll say.
I don't care about what he thinks. I love Yaz and she loves me, and he is not going to stop me from marrying her.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.